Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On Afterglow, we look at vocal jazz, traditional pop, and the music of what's generally called the Great American Songbook. However, some of that great vocal jazz and traditional pop music is not American. And this hour, we're heading across La Mer and looking at the music of France. We'll hear some songs written in French, some songs with a certain French flair, and some more songs written about Paris, sung by Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett, Edith Piaf, and many more. It's The Great French Songbook, coming up on Afterglow.
Plus j'aime t'embrasser, plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas, mais tout va bien quand tu reviens, car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. C'est insensé ce que j'aime t'embrasser. Plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser, plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas, mais tout va bien quand tu reviens, car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser, je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. C'est en sens ce que j'aime t'embrasser. Plus tu m'aimes, plus je t'aime, plus j'aime t'embrasser.
Blossom Dearie, who lived and performed in Paris for several years in the 1950s, performing Plus je t'embrasse and Comment allez-vous. That second song, written by Ben Ryan, was originally recorded by the Four Aces in 1926 as the English song Heart of My Heart. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the French side of the Great American Songbook. Coming up this hour, we'll hear some songs written with French lyrics, some artists who spent some time in Paris, and some songs written about Paris. The French can claim ownership to one of the most well-known jazz standards. Autumn Leaves originally began as La Feuille Morte, literally The Dead Leaves, a song composed by Parisian Joseph Cosma with lyrics by French poet Jacques Prévert. It became Autumn Leaves thanks to English lyrics provided by Johnny Mercer. And we'll find out later this hour, this kind of translation exercise became a bit of a specialty for Johnny Mercer. Here's a combined French and English version of Autumn Leaves, performed by Ozzie Bailey and Duke Ellington and his orchestra on Afterglow.
C'est une chanson qui ne ressemble toi tu m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble. Moi qui t'aimais, toi qui m'aimais, mais la vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement. Sans faire de bruit, et la mer efface sous le sable les pas des hommes. Désolé. The falling leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, those sunburnt hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long and soon I'll hear. Oh, most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
passez sans me voir, sans même dire bonsoir, donnez-moi un peu d'espoir. Ce soir, j'ai tant de peine. Vous, dont je guette un regard, pour quelle raison ce soir passez-vous sans me voir? Amour, je vais le dire, je vous aime. C'est ridicule, c'est bohème. C'est jaune et c'est triste aussi. Vous qui passez sans me voir, me donnerez-vous ce soir un peu d'espoir? Amour, je vais le dire, je vous aime. C'est ridicule, c'est bohème. C'est jaune et c'est triste aussi. Vous qui passez sans me voir, me donnerez-vous ce soir un peu d'espoir?
Nat King Cole with the song Passing By, written by Frenchman Charles Trenet, who we'll hear from at the end of this hour. Before that, Ozzie Bailey and Duke Ellington with La Feuille Morte, or Autumn Leaves. Nat King Cole recorded several songs in French. Towards the end of his career, Cole became more of an international star, recording songs in French, Italian, Spanish, German, and even Japanese. He didn't speak any of these languages, but rather learned them all phonetically. At the time he recorded Passing By, he also recorded his own French version of Autumn Leaves and a French version of his hit single L.O.V.E. This wasn't Cole's first time taking a stab at the French language, though. Back in 1961, he heard a French-tinged song sung by a French singer in San Francisco and decided to record that song himself. I'll start this next set of quasi-French songs, songs with French suggestions, with Nat King Cole performing Darling, Je Vous Aime Beaucoup on Afterglow.
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas what to do. You know you've completely stolen my heart. Morning, noon, and night time too. Toujours you're wondering what to do. That's the way I felt right from the start. Ah, Sherry, my love for you is straightforward. Wish my French were good enough. I tell you so much more, but I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes, I do. Wish my French were good enough. I tell you so much more, but I hope that you comprehend all the things you mean to me. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you, yes, I do.
C'est bon. Lovers in France, when they swing to romance, because it's all so good. Yes, c'est bon. I'll say to you, like the French people do. Mama, it's so good, yo, yes. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear. leads to only one thought, and it's this. Oh, it's so good. Nothing else replaces just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own, tell the rest of my days, mama, whisper your praise. Yes, says the
when suddenly you sight someone for whom you yearn, ça c'est l'amour. And when to your delight she loves you in return, ça c'est l'amour. Then dawns a dreary day, your darling goes away, and all is over, you are sure. Oh, when she returns and loves you as before, you take her in your lonely arms and want her even more. Ça c'est l'amour. Then dawns a dreary day, your darling goes away, and all is over, you are sure. Oh, when she returns and loves you as before, you take her in your lonely arms and want her even.
That's right. You know what that is. That's love, that is.
Ça c'est l'amour.
They call me coquette and mademoiselle, and I must admit I like it quite well. It's something to be the darling of all, la grande femme fatale, the belle of the ball. There's nothing as gay as life in Paris. There's no other person I'd rather be. I like what I do, I like what I see, but where is the schoolgirl that used to be me? You'll see me at Cap d'Antibor in Spain. I follow the sun by boat or by plane. It's any old millionaire in a storm. For got my mink to keep my heart warm. And sometimes I drink too much with the crowd, and sometimes I laugh a little too loud. My head may be aching, but it's unbowed. And sometimes I see it all through a cloud. Summers at Bordeaux, rowing the bateau, where the willow hung just a dream ago, when the world was young.
A handful of French-inspired songs. We just heard Peggy Lee with Ah, the Apple Trees, When the World Was Young, a song by Monsieur Philippe Gérard, and English lyrics by Johnny Mercer. That song was originally known as Le Chevalier de Paris, sung by Edith Piaf, and we'll hear from Piaf a little later this hour. Before that, Tony Bennett with Cole Porter's Ça c'est l'amour, originally from the 1957 film Les Girls. Louis Armstrong live in France in 1962 with C'est si bon by Henri Batti, and Nat King Cole with Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. We're looking at French songs this hour, and now we'll hear a couple of bebop standards sung by French vocal groups from the 1950s. We'll start with Les Blue Stars, a group founded by Blossom Dearie in 1952. Les Blue Stars also featured singer Christian Legrand, who would later go on to be in the Swingle Singers, and her brother Michel Legrand, who was the pianist and arranger of this group, and who himself would later go on to be a successful film composer. Here's Les Blue Stars with La Légende du Pays des Oiseaux, or The Legend of the Land of Birds, otherwise known as George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland, on Afterglow.
Elle s'ennuie dans sa mansarde. Lola vient écouter le murmure des fontaines qui bavardent à travers les prés et les rosées. Elle lui raconte la légende du pays aux oiseaux. Et pour mieux l'entendre, Lola se penche à l'ombre des roseaux.
L'histoire fabuleuse où des oiseaux par milliers ont une île miraculeuse s'envolent éparpillés, dispersés. Ils promettent au vent dans le sillage de leurs ailes voyageuses
des millions de plumes
dans un nuage de caresses
amoureux.
Lola se couche
robe éclatante dans ce jardin enchanté. Oh, Lola s'en offre frissonnante à la fraîcheur d'une allée
parfumée des grises et de l'odeur des fougères. Elle rêve à celui
qui transformera pour elle le
monde
pour la vie.
De voler, puis tourbillonnant dans la nuit. Je veux le rayon de lune, quel bonheur pour moi de faire ma vie. Car il y a longtemps que j'en rêvais, tout en jetant mes notes à tout vent près de moi paru. Tout illuminé, la vallée des dieux est comme mes rêves, plus rien ne m'étonne.
French vocalese version of Dizzy Gillespie's Groovin' High, performed by Dizzy Gillespie and the vocal group Les Double Six, or the Double Six, of Paris in 1963. That group featured Christian Legrand, Mimi Perrin, and Ward Swingle, and would be a direct precursor to the Swingle Singers. Before that, we heard Christian Legrand, Michel Legrand, and Blossom Deary, part of the group Les Blue Stars, with Lullaby of Birdland. We'll have more of the great French songbook in just a bit. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at French contributions to the Jazz Standard Songbook this hour. We'll turn now to a few songs written about Paris, the city of light, the city of love. Romantic Gay Paris was such an inspiration to songwriters. I'm going to play for you now four songs about Paris. We'll start with a nostalgic song written in 1940, right after Paris fell under Nazi control. Here's Tony Bennett and Bill Charlap with the Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein song, The Last Time I Saw Paris, on Afterglow.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. Last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember
this little town is Paris. Now that I'm here with you, each little bench is amazingly French, and the trees Parisian too. This little town is Paris. Now that I know you're mine, even the air is a foreign affair, and and the coffee tastes like wine. The world I found around me wasn't good when I stood there alone. But now at last you found me, and you grace every place I have known. This little town is Paris. Somehow it's come to be, gay and aglow, and there's one place I know I won't have to go to see. Wasn't good when I stood there alone. But now at last you have found me, and you grace every place I have known. This little town is Paris. Somehow it's come to be, gay and aglow, and there's one place I know I won't have to go to see.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace, till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to
thank you.
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheers or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize that I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the
Cole Porter's I Love Paris, sung by Ella Fitzgerald. Before that, several other Parisian tunes. We heard Rosemary Clooney and Nelson Riddle with the Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg song April in Paris. Beverly Kenny and Johnny Smith with This Little Town is Paris, and Tony Bennett and Bill Charlap with The Last Time I Saw Paris. We're looking at French songs this hour, and I thought I'd close the show with something a little more traditionally French. These next two songs quickly became standards here in America, but both of them are indelibly tied to their original French performers, who also happen to write both of these songs. First, here's Edith Piaf with her own song, La Vie en Rose, followed by Charles Trenet with his own song, La Mer, or Beyond the Sea, on Afterglow.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui bat. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux à en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, t'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui bat.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long du golfe clair a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond les blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie, voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés, voyez des oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer, les a bercés le long des golfes clairs. Et d'une chanson d'amour, la mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer, elle est à bercer le long des golfes clairs. Et d'une chanson d'amour là-bas a bercé mon cœur pour la vie.
Two huge French hits from the late 1940s. That was Charles Trenet with his song La Mer, and Edith Piaf with her song La Vie en Rose. Thanks for tuning into this French edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.